Peter Schnebly lives in Redland. He's the guy who made a name for himself in South Florida, making wine without a single grape. He's been doing it for more than a decade. But for the last 2.5 years, that same fruit wine guy from Redland has been making beer, too.
Why did you decide to start a brewery?
I love wine. I love beer. I love distilled spirits.
His latest venture is called Miami Brewing Company. It's a different product and a different company name, but he thinks of it as an extension of his already successful formula for tropical fruit-inspired wines.
So once I started getting into the fermentation part of this, I realized everything's kind of connected. Everything starts with fermentation and yeast. So I think from year one, I realized that I'd like to do all these different kind of things, alcohol and beers, and we were doing wine.
It was clear to him that expanding his fermentation brand beyond wine would be good business.
And I think the cool thing was once we added the beer on, it no longer is the husband coming here screaming and fighting that he didn't want to come. And he was forced to come. Now he's like, yeah, we're going to the brewery too.
Microbreweries have been around for a long time in cities like Denver, Asheville, North Carolina, and Boston. But at 2.5 years old, the Miami Brewing Company is Miami-Dade's craft beer granddaddy. It's the oldest production brewery in the county. But there's competition. Schnebly speculates by the end of next year, there could be as many as 15 breweries calling South Florida home.
So these are things that we were lucky that we were early in the trend. And now these trends are really picking up speed. Obviously, people know of breweries in the urban areas, in industrial parks and things like that, and they're doing very well. But the fact is that, you know, we grow some really cool ingredients that we can add to beers. We can make a lychee beer.
It's unusual flavors like mango or coconut that are hot trends. Diners and now drinkers are demanding a different experience for their taste buds.
You see more of a local movement, so people like to eat fruits and vegetables grown near them, and beer can be another one of these things.
Derek Davis is a marketing professor at the University of Miami. He also happens to be a pretty serious craft beer fan. He once traveled to Belgium for a tasting vacation.
People expect novel flavors, new taste combinations. People like artisanal products.
Professor Davis talks about other local entrepreneurs who've gotten into the beer business. Chef Michael Schwartz, for instance. He now serves Michael's Genuine Home Brew at his Design District namesake restaurant. And it sells at places like Total Wine and Shake Shack. Even though Schwartz doesn't own a brewery, it's the marketing that makes sense.
Beer really has become accepted as part of the culinary experience. He does a great job of providing a culinary experience, but his core competency isn't necessarily producing large quantities of beer at his restaurant, so it makes sense that he contracts that out but applies his restaurant's name as part of the branding.
The right branding is important for any product, especially if it's part of a larger portfolio, like it is at Schnebly Redlands Winery.
And for sure, Miami Brewing Company, you know, I first had the name Schnebly on it when I first started 2.5 years ago, and I realized that the name Schnebly works for the winery perfectly. But Miami Brewing Company has had a lot of interest offshore.
What do you mean offshore?
Offshore, China. There's interest in the islands.
Like a lot of consumer-oriented businesses here, Schnebly wanted to capture the cachet that is the Miami brand. So his Redland-made Miami Brewing Company beer will soon be in cans in Walmart. But beer remains a small part of his growing fermentation enterprise.
What percentage of your business is the brewery at this point?
10%? Our goal would be in the first year to hopefully do about 1,200 barrels, which would be around $600,000 in sales.
He counts on being ahead of the local trend and a unique product to grow his distribution business and his beer brand. Reporting for the Sunshine Economy, I'm Karen Runlett.